The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem. They thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants call to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then a second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to servant two, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here's your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You make up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put your money in bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by the side said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But he said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as the king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. So I think many people will ask the same questions. He has already 10, I give one more. And the one who has only one, and take away. I think when we understand the parable is not just because of kind of money. I think it's the meaning. It's if you open heart, the grace of God is abundant. If you close yourself, you don't trust, even all the grace is ready for you, you couldn't take anything. It depends on the heart, on the soul, on your willingness. So it is important that we have to be ready. God is giving us all things ready. It's important waiting for you to say yes. The Annunciation of a Heavenly Mother. It's not an easy job. But then she said, your handmaid is here, that your will be done upon me. It's not because she liked it. She didn't know what to do. Even asked an angel, what I can't, what I should do. So many times we don't know what about the future, but if you are given this grace, this vocation to serve? And then just say, yes. Maybe you don't know the step of tomorrow. But it's more important, Jesus doesn't ask you things about tomorrow. You just say, do whatever today is the will of God. Take your cross and follow me. And that's the only thing, easy thing. Do things in every present moment on a daily basis. And Jesus also says, tonight I will take you away from this world. What about talking about tomorrow? What will be next year? It's not our concern. It's more concern to do the will of God. The will will only be done only in every present moment.